Can you wholesale with no money? Okay.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
Can you wholesale with no money? Okay. So this is the age old question, but I don't want to assume that everyone knows where that question is coming from. But we market all the time, flip houses, no money down, no closing costs, no credit needed, no experience needed. And those things are actually very true. And the same thing, especially wholesale, is very true. Because with the wholesale, some people say, but yeah, you got to put money down at least $10, at least $20, at least $100. And I'm telling you, I've been doing this since 2005 and I've never put a dime down. Okay, I've never put a dime down to lock up a property under contract. Okay, now some people are going to be here hustlers and just say things like, oh yeah, but that's illegal. Like, dude, we close the deal with attorneys all the time, 100% of the time. So you don't really get to tell me what's illegal or illegal. I don't know what's legal. I just know that I don't cheat, I don't steal, I don't lie. And I hire attorneys to do my deals all the time just to make sure that everyone is covered and protected. Okay, but I'm telling you right now, I have never done a deal where I had to put money down. Okay, and when I'm flipping to when I'm flipping or selling to a buyer, I always collect money down. Okay, meaning $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. If you're gonna be an investor and you wanna buy a wholesale deal, you better have that kind of money to put down, because you're going to be fixing and flipping the property. That's different from wholesale. Now we're talking about wholesale with no money. You don't get paid for learning all the legalities. Okay, you get paid for finding these deals and securing the deals. Sometimes I've closed deals sometimes when I didn't even secure with paper. Don't do that. Always have a contract, because there's something that does the psychology when somebody signs a paper over to you. There's something that does psychologically speaking. But do I have intentions to go enforce it in case they change their mind and decide not to sell to me tomorrow? No. This is a numbers game for me as far as I'm concerned. And basically, if somebody turns around after signing a paper with me today and say, hey, I don't want to sell anymore, I would like, thank you for letting me know. Okay, because it's not ever about that one single deal. It's about volume. It's about as many of contracts as I can lock in as possible, while as long as I do my math and I make sure that there's a potential buyer that will pay for that house but also pay my fee for finding the deals. Okay, you get paid for finding these deals, for being a marketer. You don't get paid for quote unquote getting stuck with working in a straight line. You get paid for finding deals. And if you understand the way sharks operate, when you find this deal and very, very sweet deals, people will compete and try to get these deals from you because they want to be the ones to pick up the next project. If it's a good deal. If it's not a good deal, it's going to be sitting down there and nobody wants it. Okay. And it's very simple. It's like the fastest way to know the pulse of it. If you do that long enough, you know what people want. So back to the point, you get paid for finding the deals. Okay. Not for putting money down, not for $100 down, not for $1,000 down. Now, if you go deal with a real estate agent, and you want to put a house on the contract that's listed on the market, they're going to want $1,000. Why? Because you're dealing with the on-market deals. Now, if you understand what we do here and you're following the 11 days challenge, then you understand that we don't deal with on-the-market deals, okay? That's one of the reasons, because you have to work in a straight line and follow all the rules and guidelines that are not necessarily laws, but just rules and guidelines. You have to follow them to the T, because the agent will make you drop $1,000. But the good news with that side of the market is that you probably can get your $1,000 back if you're pulling out for a legit reason. But if you're looking to wholesale, if you want to wholesale deals, it's a numbers game. So how many times are you going to put down $1,000 before you run out of money and feel like this is not working, right? Or you lock up a property under contract at a number and then you try to pull out and they say, well, you can't pull out. You're going to lose your down payment, okay? So no, absolutely we don't. And if you have to, so let me say this, because you probably have listened to other gurus say you kind of have to secure the equitable interest. It's not really equitable interest unless you do that. Again, that's, you're missing the point. This is psychology at the end of the day. You're completely missing the point if you're stuck on that. But if you have to, never do more than $10, okay? Just to say, okay, that contract is valid, here's $10. But if a person is requiring you to put down payment down before they sign a document, chances are they're gonna be like, $10? That's crazy, I need at least $1,000. So again, either way you wanna ship it, right? You don't wanna have conversations about down payments. You wanna have conversations about the distress, the service that you're there to offer. What is the value that you're bringing to that person for helping them get rid of the property? That's what your conversation needs to be surrounding. And that's it. No more, no less. All right. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next one. And peace.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.